You're listening to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's show. Thank you very much once again for joining me on the Trade Entrepreneur podcast. By my own admission, I'm not someone who is very good at sitting down and watching films. I tend to have quite a short attention span, and my wife laughs at me because she says, you know, these, you watch films, but they can't be too difficult. There can't be loads of subplots. It's got to be quite easy characters to understand. And I must admit, I'm not one of these people who've ever enjoyed fiction. I always enjoy non-fiction. So when it comes to TV, I like watching documentaries. I like watching biographies, autobiographies. And there was a film late on last year which I watched, which fit right into those categories, and it was the story of Ray Kroc, who was the self-styled founder of McDonald's. Now, the story is called The Founder. The movie is called The Founder, and it stars Michael Keaton, who, for those of us of a certain vintage, will remember he played the first Batman in the Batman movies in probably 89, 90, something along those lines. But he plays Ray Kroc, who basically in the 1950s, he was a traveling milkshake machine salesman in America, and he wasn't particularly doing very well. He was a middle-aged guy going right across the country and back again, and the machines were doing okay. They weren't doing that good. And then all of a sudden he heard about this restaurant in San Bernardino in California, which wanted 6 milkshake machines. And when his secretary relayed this information, he said, oh, there must be some mistake. Give me the number, I'll speak to them. So he rang them up. And he said, yeah, it was a mistake. You better order us 8 instead. So he was intrigued as to why, you know, most of these restaurants, these drive-ins, weren't doing particularly well. But this one was rushed off their feet. So he made the trip. He went over there and basically saw the McDonald's brothers, who had it's basically a family business, just themselves. And he, to cut a very long story short, he bought into them. He started to expand, much against their own better judgment. I won't spoil the ending. I think I've given enough spoilers away as it is, but it's a really fascinating story. And particularly from a business point of view, I watched it maybe on a Friday night with my wife on a Saturday. I said to our oldest, who is kind of into that sort of thing, said, watch this. And it was so fascinating, because you learn something which I didn't really know the background of McDonald's that well, really. And I certainly didn't know how it came into being, but there are some really, really fantastic lessons to learn from this film. One of the lessons certainly is that you're never too old to be a success, because I think Ray Kroc was about 52 when he chanced upon the McDonald's restaurant in California, and he basically took it international over the next 20 years or so. So he was in his 70s by the time he'd achieved worldwide domination, as it were. There's age is but a number, and certainly for him, it was no barrier to being a very, very successful business person. It also, I mean, the bit I enjoyed probably the most in the, well, there was two bits which really stood out for me. One was how the brothers, the McDonald brothers, didn't they basically wanted to say no to everything Ray Kroc was suggesting. So he very sneakily, and I'm not condoning his tactics in any way, shape or form, I'm merely recounting the story, he basically found a way of sidelining them out of their own business, really, which is probably, I think these days, I would like to think that people would have wouldn't do that kind of thing, but certainly back then that was one of the tactics that he employed. But it was quite interesting because that little bit kind of shows that if it hadn't been for Ray Kroc, the McDonald's name wouldn't be anywhere. Well, it wouldn't be the global brand that it is today, the very, very successful global brand that it is. Now, because what happened essentially is the McDonald brothers did try to franchise it and it didn't work. And this was before Ray Kroc came on the scene. So, and it kind of shows the difference in mindset between Ray Kroc, who was very, very entrepreneurial and he could see the bigger picture, and the brothers, who really were just happy doing what they were doing. They liked a bit of success, but they certainly weren't anywhere near as large in their thinking as Ray Kroc was. So it's an interesting meeting of minds. I kind of, the story's a bit funny because a lot of people do pull up the moral aspect of what Kroc did to the McDonald brothers, and I think I kind of make no judgment really about that. First of all, because things in movies are never always 100% accurate, or very rarely. And secondly, you could argue that obviously the way Kroc did it, it was seemingly quite underhand. On the plus side, it did give the McDonald brothers untold riches. They could have had a lot more riches, but again, there's something in the film which I won't go into now. But you'll certainly spot it towards the end. But the big thing in the movie for me, which I really, it was like a light bulb moment for me personally, was Ray Kroc was. He'd started to expand the company and it was going okay, but expansion he wasn't really getting a fantastic return on his investment. So he went to the bank and the bank basically told him to go away. They're not going to lend him any more money. And this conversation was overheard by a financial fella who was in there from another company. Anyway, Ray Kroc left the bank and he went, and this guy followed him. And he said, I heard what happened in there. If you're not making money, there's something seriously wrong. So after a bit of reticence, Ray Kroc invited him back, showed him the books, and the financial guy said, the problem is you don't know what business you're in. You know, he said, you're not going to get rich making 5% off a, I don't know, 50 cent hamburger or however much it was. He said, you're not in the restaurant hamburger business. You're in the real estate business. And Ray Kroc didn't understand. He said, and this I think it's a guy called Sonneborn. He said, what you need to do is you need to buy the land upon which that burger is cooked. You then rent it to the franchisees. So that means that you will have a regular income, capital for further expansion, and basically you'll earn a lot more money than you would be if it was just trying to take a cut off a hamburger. And that to me was such a light bulb moment. I thought, oh my God, I never realized this. I never realized that every time I stepped into a McDonald's, they are essentially, they are making their money from the ground on which you're walking on. So it was, and I think in terms of a wider business lesson, most people think they are in the business of plastering, of bricklaying, of chimney sweeping, of hairdressing, and you're not. That's your industry, but you're in the business of. So as a company, we are not in the business of chimney sweeping. We are in the business of home safety. We are also in the business to a degree of, what's the best way to describe it? If certainly when, we don't do many stove installations anymore, but interior design, because that's part of it as well. So we think about things as being our particular industry. Therefore, that is what the customer sees. The customer doesn't really care. What the customer is getting out of it is not the same that you're getting out of it. You know, when we sweep a chimney, it's nice and clean, and we do the smoke test and it draws nice, and oh, it's a fantastic appliance and it draws very well and this, that and the other. All the customer cares about is, do I have a nice fire for the weekend to sit in front of it with a cup of tea or a glass of wine or whatever I choose? And that's it. And it's the same thing with the McDonald's situation. It's like, you're not in the hamburger restaurant business. You are in the real estate business. I thought it was fun. It was just a massive light bulb moment for me. And I thought, that is so true of so many businesses, that I really implore you to watch the film. It's, I think it's well cast, it's well directed, and the business stories, the business hints and tips that you can get from it are just amazing. I have to say, I don't really watch many videos. And God, I'm showing me those same videos. I don't really watch many films. I've seen Wall Street, and I quite like that, actually. It's a bit removed from what I'm used to. But I think even when you're watching that, there's some parts that you think, yeah, there's an element of truth in that. The ones I've not watched, I've seen clips from, but I've not seen Glengarry Glen Ross, which my mate loves showing me a scene from that, where Alec Baldwin comes in and basically beasts a whole lot of them because they're not doing very well. And then there's another film called The Boiler Room, which I think is about high pressure sales. And I did actually, funnily enough, I did actually watch The Wolf of Wall Street later on last year. Apparently I'd watched it sometime before, but I don't actually remember watching it. Again, probably showing my age, but for a different reason. So, again, it's just me. Some people like to switch off and watch fiction. I just can't get into it. I'm sorry. It has to be something where I'm learning. And I think, generally speaking, there's a lot of entrepreneurs where you don't really switch off from it. You're always looking, you're always analyzing, you're always wanting to learn. And when it comes to just going out for a drink, like if the bar owner is there, or it's a shop owner, my wife and I stand chatting to them about, you know, how things are going, because it's genuinely interesting. It's about understanding how different trades work and how different businesses work. I know we were in a restaurant a few weeks ago, and it was at a lunchtime, and it was quite quiet. And this was in the centre of Manchester, so it was actually the manager, he wasn't the owner, but he was telling us about, it's January, obviously it's a bit quiet, but we do okay in the evenings, and Saturday and Sundays are our big times. And it's really interesting to get an insight. I must admit, to be in the obviously talking about the hospitality industry with McDonald's, I would hate to be in that industry. I just think it must be so difficult. There's so much competition. There's so much difficult to try and so much difficulty in trying to find the right space, the right geographical location. Such a tough industry to be in. And at the moment, there seems to be a real shortage of people to work in those kind of establishments. So I kind of feel quite lucky to be in a trade and in trades in general, because they seem to be expanding and doing really well. Talking of expanding, we're plans are underway again for Mr. Sutt to expand. It's just been, like I said last week, it's been a manic month, and it's been a manic month on so many levels that I can't even begin to tell you how many things have been going on, and it's been a real head spinner. But it's been so interesting, you learn such a lot, and funnily enough, there's things from the likes of the founder that I can actually bring into my own business, and things that I've learned that can help to drive the business forward. So yeah, definitely find it on the online or wherever, The Founder with Michael Keaton. It's the story of McDonald's, and if you're into business, I would love to hear what you think about it. I think it's a great film, and there are so many things that you can take away from it as a business owner. So thanks once again for joining me on the Trade Entrepreneur podcast. If you are on Facebook, we're on facebook.com/tradeentrepreneur. If you're on Twitter, it's @TEP Show. If you listen to this on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, give us a subscribe, and it'll tell you when the next show is available. So thanks once again for joining me. Have a great week. Don't forget to watch The Founder, and we'll see you all again very soon.